Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, morning, Dad.
Morning.
You're not at work then?
Not until further notice.
But I thought a ferry was going to be back in action today.
Well, that's what they were hoping, but it failed a safety inspection yesterday evening. They're towing it to the mainland for more work.
But what'll you do till then?
Nothing.
Can't they bring in a new ferry?
The ferry operators don't have the money to do that. Maybe you could ask the Wheelers if they've got the money when you see them today, so I don't lose my job.
We don't actually see much of the Wheelers.
No, because this whole contest is just a publicity stunt. They're not interested in you.
Well, maybe so, but I've worked hard to get this far, and we're nearly at the final round. I can't stop now. Kyle, wait.
Oh, hi, Maddie. Did those investigators talk to you yesterday about the ferry disaster?
Yeah, what did you say?
Just what happened. That we heard it hit the rocks.
And then it started to sink, yeah. They kept asking if anyone messed around with anything on the ferry before that, though.
They meant me, didn't they?
They did ask me what you were doing and if there was any time you might have done something without anyone seeing.
What did you see?
Well, I said I was with you the whole time and you didn't do anything.
Thanks.
Well, it's true.
I suppose it is. I've had so many people being suspicious, I forget I didn't actually do anything.
Exactly. The people investigating this are looking for evidence, and you didn't do it, so there won't be any. So don't worry.
People make mistakes, though, don't they? Maybe someone did sabotage the ferry, and I'll get the blame.
They'll find it was an accident because the ferry was overloaded. I wish I hadn't lost my phone. I did ask them if it turned
off. Stop going on about your lost phone, Maddie. Is that all you care about?
It's not about the phone. I had pictures of the hold on that. They might have proved you couldn't have done it.
Oh, sorry.
You just think I'm selfish and shallow, don't you? I made a big mistake not going back to London when I had the chance.
Maddie, wait. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we have a very special guest to talk to you today. This is Eve Mason, who spent 10 months last year aboard the International Space Station.
Hello!
And she's going to be lead astronaut on the test flight.
Now, first off, just to be clear, I don't wear a space suit all the time. Mostly I just wear it on missions and sometimes to go to Tesco if it's cold. And I've brought three more spacesuits. I hope we've got your measurements right. This is for you, Lily. This is for you, Jasmine. And this is for Vaughn.
This is actually pretty cool.
Now, today you're going to get used to moving around a confined space in these suits. We had hoped to use the real shuttle, but
it's at the bottom of the sea.
Quite. So we're going to make do with this.
But this is a minibus.
Well spotted. Put your suits and helmets on and climb aboard. Right, everyone comfortable?
Not really.
Of course not, because these suits aren't comfortable. They're designed for safety, not comfort.
So will the real shuttle be this size?
The shuttle is bigger, but in terms of space you'll have to sit in, yes, it's about the same size.
Oh, man.
Now, what I want you to do is pretend I'm steering the shuttle and I've suddenly fallen ill.
What sort of ill?
Oh, good question. Vomiting. I'm throwing up all over the place. And you need to come over here and sort me out.
Does that sort of thing happen a lot in space?
and can do. The human body wasn't meant to go into space, and it can have all sorts of nasty effects. Okay, what do you do?
Get our helmet off.
Have you checked the pressure inside the cabin?
No. So let's do that?
Okay, let's say you've checked the pressure and it's fine. Now what?
Is it a good idea to take our helmet off? Anyone?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. It seemed like that's the answer you were looking for.
Hadn't someone better take over the controls?
Good thinking, Jasmine. Nobody's flying this thing at the moment.
We need to move her out the way first.
You do indeed. Who's going to move me?
I'll do it.
Can you manage?
Yes, I can manage.
I'll help.
I said I can manage.
Okay, so you're moving me. Where to?
To my seat.
Wait, I haven't got her helmet off yet.
She said not to take her helmet off.
No, she didn't. You're getting in each other's way.
So now we're all on the floor except Jasmine. If this was happening in zero gravity, we'd be floating across the cabin.
Don't panic. I'm at the controls.
Well done, Jasmine. You've just saved us all. As for you two, that was pretty terrible.
But Lily was...
I don't want to hear it. You have to take this seriously. You can't be bickering in the middle of a mission.
Sorry.
This is why I prefer going into space with boring people. No drama. You've both got a lot of work to do if you think you're going to win this ahead of Jasmine.
You're saying I'm boring?
No, I didn't mean that.
What then?
You're acting like you don't think you can win this. Well, I've got news for you. You can.
Maddie!
I don't want to talk to you, Kyle. Go away.
Look, I am sorry.
I know you are.
Please, I need your help.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Maddie, please. What you said about your phone reminded me. I took pictures too when we were on the ferry.
Okay.
I took them with my camera. It's got higher resolution than a phone camera. You can see more detail. Look.
Okay, so your pictures are better than mine. Well done.
I just thought if you look at them closely, we might be able to work out why it sank. Look, I am sorry about what I said.
Okay, I'll help.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, Lily. I didn't mean to make you look bad.
It's not your fault. I just turned up in a horrible mood today, and I want it so much. I'm letting Vaughn wind me up.
I've let this go on too far. I thought I'd just flunked the last round on purpose, but what if something goes wrong for you and Vaughn, and I'm the last one in, and I just win by default?
You could just pull out now.
No. Mum's built it up and up. I've got to go through with it. Oh, God. What am I going to do?
It's okay. Vaughn's probably going to win anyway.
You think?
Yeah. His parents probably rigged it for him. We've got no chance.
Hiya, Mum. What are you doing home? I thought you'd be down at Mission Control.
Vaughn, come over here and sit down.
Well, you look very serious. What is this?
Look, we didn't want to embarrass you, but we know you cheated on the first round.
I don't know what you mean.
You handed in someone else's answer paper.
It was your sister's, wasn't it?
How did you know?
Your new teachers may not be able to recognise your handwriting yet, but we do. We check through the papers.
So what? I'm out?
Like your dad said, we don't want to embarrass you. You can complete the contest.
But you're not going to win.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.